Welcome to Earnestly Contending for the Faith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today's message is going to be titled Deceptions and Warnings. The reason it is so difficult to be a pastor today is that most professing Christians do not believe that the doctrines and prohibitions in the Word of God apply to them. They will tell you in half a heartbeat that they are no longer under the law. The phrase under the law never applies to the doctrine of sanctification. The phrase under the law is used to apply to some aspect of the doctrine of salvation in the New Testament. If you do not believe that you are still under God's moral law, then go out and rob a bank or murder someone and see how fast you go to jail. There are 37 verses in the New Testament that use some form of the word deceive. At least 20 different times, the man of God is commanded to warn some individual or groups of people. It is not an option. We must warn them. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 says this, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." God has set pastors to be watchmen in our scriptural New Testament churches. The charge to those who would be watchmen for God is stated in Jeremiah 6:10, Ezekiel 3:17 through 21, Ezekiel 33 verses 3 through 9, Acts 20 verses 29 through 31, 1 Corinthians 4:14, Colossians 1:28, and 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Jeremiah 6:10 says this, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them as a reproach. They have no delight in it." Now, let's look at Ezekiel chapter 3 and read verses 17 through 21. "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul." Now we're going to look at Ezekiel chapter 33 and read verses 1 through 9. "Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take away, or take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman under the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked man from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Now let's turn to Acts chapter 20, and we'll read verses 29 through 31. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. 1 Corinthians 4:14. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you. Colossians chapter 1 verse 28. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Take note of the following 21 passages also that deal with warnings about deception. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Matthew 24:11. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24:24. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew 7:15. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. That's Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That's Ephesians 4, verse 14. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. That's 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 through 4. Holding fast the faithful word, as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. That is Titus chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. But there were false prophets also among the people, as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. That's 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. That's 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. That's 1 John 4, verse 1. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. That's 2 John verses 7 through 11. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Jude verse 4. In conclusion, both the Old Testament and the New Testament are full of warnings to be vigilant in looking for deception. We are to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The way Satan devours New Testament churches is to corrupt them through the deception of false prophets, false teachers, false doctrine, and unholy living. That concludes our message for today. Thank you for joining us today.